That's a typo.
That's typo. Messed me up. Hold on. I'm going to redo that whole paragraph. Merp. Okay.
Merp.
You can keep the merp if you want, though.
Merp.
Merp. Okay. Ready?
Go.
When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong. I'm Jeff and I'm here with Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi there.
Also here tonight is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of the coffin, California.
Hello.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. This week, I was thinking about togetherness and interpersonal relationships and how people help each other all the time. And closeness, and well, the people are literally the closest to us are our neighbors, when you think about it. Neighbors. Nothing can go wrong with them, right?
Oh, Jeff. Oh, just, no. You're probably lucky enough to have some of those human neighbors.
There's another kind?
You better believe it. In the woods of Idaho, it might be miles or even leagues between bed and breakfast out on the frontier. You can look out the window at night and see dozens of eyes staring back at you.
What kind of animal has dozens of eyes?
That would be a dodecaclops, Jeff. They're all over the place in Idaho.
No, wait, what?
Well, not so much anymore. They used to be everywhere, but they're endangered now. There was competition from ninja bears that were imported, of course. And then there's the habitat loss, the changing climate patterns, the hunting.
Who would hunt those if they're endangered?
Pastry chefs. The eyes are an Idahoan delicacy. Smoky Mountain cherries, they call them, because the eyes are red. The problem is that the eye cake recipe calls for a baker's dozen, so that almost all the eyes on the second dodecaclops go to total waste. It's atrocious. At least the demand for their fingers has pretty much dried up.
Wait, does that mean that when I visited?
No, those were beefsteak fingers from a cow. I can't afford authentic dodecaclops steak fingers, not on my podcast salary.
Oh, okay, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Plus, it's not even ethical anymore. There's so few of them, they don't even gather for the blood screams anymore because it means the hunters can find them easy-like. Now, you'll only hear the screams maybe once, twice a night.
Oh, that's too bad. I bet the nights full of blood screams were really beautiful. So dodecaclops have a dozen eyes and they shine in the dark and you can see them watching you.
Oh, yeah, totally. But that's only on a good night. Normally there's the bears, salmon, not shuriken, and the wolves and the were-caribou, all just staring, watching, judging. When I was a kid, I went out to use the facilities once, and then my lantern went out, and when I was trying to get it lit again, there was a were-caribou stampede, and the outhouse was destroyed.
That sounds horrible.
It was a long night, Jeff. A real, real long night. I think maybe the were-caribou were spooked by a ninja bear. They're mortal enemies. They're immune to the venom, of course, but the ninja bears are still strong enough to take a calf if they catch it alone. I was so worried and tired. So tired.
So would you say that you were pooped?
Yes, Jeff. That's exactly what I would say.
And after a long night, you want to sleep, right? Well, my neighbors don't let me sleep.
They don't? Why not?
Because they wake up at 4 a.m. and they start screaming. It's the worst.
You've got to be able to do something, like call the cops. There's laws about disturbing the peace at that time.
Not for birds.
What? Huh?
That's right, birds. There's some robins in the tree outside my bedroom window that get up super early and are super loud. And then there's the fish eagles. They are so loud. I think their screams help stun the fish, and they keep me from sleeping properly. I just want them to go away.
I guess you'll just have to osprey for some peace and quiet. Amen.
Ospreys also just kind of poop everywhere. and they only eat fish, right? So they have a really grody, slimy, fishy poop. And they're big birds, and they like tall trees. So if your house is under an osprey tree, there can be a lot of splatter of this noxious, foul mess scattered all over the place by the wind. Luckily, it rains all the time in Portland, so it gets washed away fairly quickly, usually. But if there's a warm, dry spell, ew. 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 Ew.
Now those animal neighbors sound pretty horrible, but surely human neighbors will be better, right?
Have you ever talked to a real-life person, Jeff?
While I'm talking to both of you right now.
Yeah, but from a safe distance through the internet. We don't have to make eye contact or smile or anything. It's pretty great. If all of my neighbors were a time zone away, I would be over the moon. The problem is that my neighbors aren't a convenient distance away, and when I take the elevator out of my bunker in the morning, chances are really good that when I'm on my way to my tank, that my neighbor will be out getting their newspaper and their mail, and I'll have to make small talk before driving to the compound.
Wait, bunker? Compound? Tank?
And small talk is the worst, Jeff! If they talk about the weather, I take that as a personal critique of my weather control satellites.
I just want to point out that I think that you're doing a great job with the weather, Chrissy.
Aw, thanks, Jeremiah.
You're welcome.
If they want to talk about politics, then I have to think about the opponents I have to crush beneath the heel of my flannel jackboots, and I actually really like thinking about that. But there's an expectation in the social contract that I don't express that feeling, and that is the worst.
Small talk is a waste of time, and it's dangerous. All it does is lull you into a false sense of security. Everyone who says, "They seem like such a nice guy," fell into the trap of small talk. I remain brusque with people not in my inner circle, so there's never that problem.
So that people will say bad things about you if you go off the deep end? Where are you going with this?
No, Jeff, come on. I'm a good person filled with love for the entirety of the universe. I just don't like talking to people that I don't know. Which means that they never have to think that I'm a nice guy. Which means I didn't do them the disservice of blowing smoke about caring about their ugly kids or their dumb plants or anything. And we can both be happy doing our own thing.
But what if you need a cup of sugar or something?
Amazon Prime now.
What?
Societal obligations are imperfect and inexact. And instead of dealing with that, why not just pay a stranger and a megacorp to make my every whim complete at a discreet, tangible price?
Hold on, I'm taking notes.
Chrissy, if you're serious about the supreme leader gig, you should really get in on the corp side of things. Just put a price on cool.
Or hip.
Or fame.
Or respect.
Okay, now I'm getting scared.
Fear! Ka-ching!
And so, the next time that we need to get some kind of mind control thing going on, Chrissy, mm-hmm. we just kind of subtly slide that in and then make sure that they listen to us.
Yeah, it's you've got to make sure, like, maybe a television network, something that mm-hmm. we could put subliminal messages. Cartoons, I think, generally work pretty well. Ooh, yeah, like, you know, drinking water supplement. Ooh, yep. Like, just mm-hmm. drip a little something
this
in there.
This is probably a good time to cut things off before we get in too much trouble. Remember to subscribe at iTunes or ask us questions at links at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. We love to hear from you. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give the audience your fond farewells.
Good night, folks. Remember, you don't have to have neighbors. It's probably better if you don't. It'll make it easier for me to prey on your isolation and fear. I mean, lead you gloriously.
And if you don't want neighbors, there's lots of way to make sure you don't have them. Or don't have them anymore.
They definitely won't cause international incidents or the downfall of society as we know it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Nah,
that's a typo.
That's a typo. Messed me up. Hold on, I'm going to redo that whole paragraph. Okay.
Merp.
You can keep the merp if you want, though.
Merp.
Merp. Okay, ready?
Go. Jeff saying dodecaloclops, take two, go.
Ugh. Well, that's too bad. I bet the nights full of blood screams were really beautiful. So dodecaclops, fuck me.
Wait. Wait, is that supposed to be a were-caribou stampede?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Just checking. Okay.
That quote is going on the outtakes.